You thought that was funny. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
Time now for Brady to give us all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Football weekend upon us, Saturdays and Sundays, all football all the time. You might as well just go watch it, Hooters. Enjoy yourself some wings and some great beer specials. Hooters brings you the Brady Report. Brady reported.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
This was a fast week.
It was fast. Felt blazing fast. Yesterday, I had to remind Megan as we're sitting there. I'm like, you know, 1 week ago, we're sitting in here with a bunch of your family hanging around, stealing cheesecake and staring at each other.
You miss it?
A week from Thanksgiving. Nah. And we could do it any time we want. I think that's why Thanksgiving, when you don't have to travel, is different. I could see these people anytime I want. There was nothing like remotely special about seeing people I just saw a couple weeks ago and gorging ourselves on food. Eric and I were talking about it. Brady's working on it. I don't have this food excitement anymore. I don't know if it's age. I don't know what it is. But lately, it's just if it's in front of me and it's warm, I'm going to put it in there and I'm going to be done with it. I like good food. I just don't get excited for food. It is not something I'm like, oh, boy, tonight we're going to have this and this and this. That doesn't happen. I just want food to be over with. I would like it. I would actually like it if it was in one of those.
And that's been in the past year, maybe.
Probably a couple years.
Because you used to go on a, you know, you'd go saying we're looking for the best food.
I was looking, you know why?
Because
I was looking for something new.
Yeah.
I was bored with what, you know, I could go any restaurant. I'm like, I've had everything. What's new? So I found a couple places. I'm like, oh, this is a new flavor. This is a new thing. I'd get a little bit, you know. But then after a while, I started to realize that the after effects of food weren't treating me as good as the food itself at that time. I love Mexican food. I hate the 3 hours after the next day. It's not worth it.
And you kind of get beaten down by trying to figure out what the hell to eat every night.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, just let's get it over with.
Yeah, I don't need a beautiful plate served aesthetically with, you know, truffles and all that. Nope. Big wad of meat. I don't know. That's enough for me. I'm fine with that. That's good. I don't have to. I'm so simple to please when it comes to that. But yeah, the Mexican food thing got me.
The family guilt on around dinner sometimes. Not that the fact that you figure out what to eat, but oh, we should sit down as a family and have dinner. That's an important thing for families.
But no one wants to do that.
No, it's changed so much because. You're on different schedules.
But no one really ever wanted to do that.
We still like doing it, but...
But everybody yelled at each other. We're having dinner as a family. It was never like... People were trying to leave.
It ends up being tense.
It was never like that everybody ran and goes, are we having dinner as a family? Oh, I can't wait. Everybody had to be forced into sitting there for dinner as a family.
I'm guilty of that.
How many times did you sit and say that as a kid? It's like, can I be dismissed?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You didn't want to be there.
I end up yelling at both my boys all the time.
Sit down. We're having dinner as a family because it's nice.
Take your hat off.
It's important.
Stop playing with
your
food.
Yeah, you're trying to...
finish your Brussels
sprouts. It's an education.
Yeah.
Been here a half an hour. Let's go.
You know what it is I want you to recognize you wouldn't be eating if it weren't for me.
Exactly.
I'm going to lay down a few more rules while you eat to remind you who's in charge. Me. But yeah, now I've gotten to the point where it's like, once that happened to me, that little epiphany happened with Mexican food, which I love. Where the 10 minutes of me pounding it down is great. But the walk to the car sucks. The drive home sucks. The sitting on the couch at home sucks. The next morning sucks. Sleeping usually sucks because of it. And I started to say, maybe I don't like Mexican food as an experience. I only like the immediate gratification. And it's changed everything.
And the guy I met 2 days ago was talking about having his cell phone. And he says, the minute I walk in the door of my house, cell phone's down. Never go to it the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's
great.
Wow,
that's...
You pull that off. Then what does he do? He has to talk to his family, right?
Yep. 8 kids.
Where's my phone?
8 kids?
Oh, 8 kids.
That dude needs his phone. Pornhub, he needs everything.
He needs everything.
Oh, I bet she spends tons of time in the bathroom.
Yeah, he does.
He poops 4 times a day just to go, oh, God. That's his only solace.
If he doesn't have his phone, what's he doing?
Are you in the magazine?
You know why?
He lives in New York, 8 kids.
Yeah, if you've got 8 kids and you put your phone down, it's only because you know that if you start to look at your phone, you're going to get interrupted in anything you do. So there's no point. So he makes it some sort of social movement, but basically it's because he's got too many people in his house he's got to keep an eye on. Plus it's that Jewish guy, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. He's worried. You've got that many people in a crowd, somebody's going to steal your money.
When I get home?
That's pretty impressive.
Phone goes in the closet.
But he's an old school Jew.
Yeah.
He has no electronic Saturday or Sunday, whatever it is.
I'm not sure. I didn't get into it that
Hasidic
far.
Ones.
Yeah, orthodox.
Yeah, you get the Orthodox. Yeah. They're not supposed to have any electronics or communicate, so it's easier for them.
Here's a couple of fun facts. The Morgan Freeman movie, 10 Items or Less, was the first film that was legally available for downloading in 2006.
I've never heard of it.
Me either. What's that about?
Well, it's about being in the checkout line, trying to get in there with 15 items, and I was in control of letting you know your 15 items weren't going through my checkout. It was a terrible film.
There's a it's not the TV series? That's the first thing that pops up.
Maybe it is.
They're
saying the
too?
Movie. Maybe there's a pilot or...
Oh, no, it's a different...
10 items or less.
That's a grocery store comedy, or at least it tried to be.
Tried to be for a half hour. But the movie doesn't exist?
No, the movie
there
exists.
There it is.
Actor prepping for an upcoming role meets a quirky grocery store clerk, and the pair hit the road to show one another their respective worlds.
Why?
Paz Vega and Jonah Hill.
You meet a grocery store? Oh, so Morgan Freeman's just a cameo.
No, he's the main, he's the cohort.
Huh.
Oops.
That sounds awful.
Why that pops up.
Why, a famous actor and a grocery store clerk on a road trip?
There's only one NHL team that's won every time it's made it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Only one?
Only one.
Florida Panthers?
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's like they won time.
Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, the Avalanche. Yeah, it is.
2-0. From 2011 through 2012, China produced more cement than the U.S. did in the entire 20th century.
Wow.
Well, it was going to that dam, right?
The Yangtze Dam or whatever?
Right.
They had to cover up an entire...
And they flooded out an entire indigenous people? Yeah.
Well, that's happened several times in several countries.
Let's not blame them.
It's fairly modern. I mean, let's not go crazy with that. He's putting fingers, Matt Lauer.
Where were the Olympics?
Which one? The Chinese ones?
Yeah.
Why, was that 2008?
Yeah.
Okay. They were throwing some concrete then, too. But nothing close to the dam, I think.
It's a couple billion people.
Yeah.
Got to build some huts.
According to this survey, 82% of women... that are age 40, women over 40, 82% of them have heard, "You look good for your age," the compliment.
That's nice. Of course, it's sexual harassment now. But
right.
I think that's a nice thing.
That's ageism more than
I don't know what it is. You can't
sexism.
Say anything anymore. Don't talk to them.
You're definitely not trying to get laid if you say that, though.
If you're throwing for your
look
age
good for
around,
your age.
Yeah.
The for your age part is.
Just keep it, you look good.
Yeah. You're the least attractive woman in the building, but if there were other women your age that worked here, you'd be the best. Have a great day.
You look good, man. I can't imagine you in your prime.
Yeah,
you would have been.
I bet when you were relevant,
you were smoking hot because you've held up okay. You're like a 1999 Silverado. You had all the bells and whistles at one point. But you look okay. You haven't been in any major wrecks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I've got some doggy news.
Uh-oh. All right.
Hey, players. I'm Brady B, and this is your doggy news. This survey says that 85% of dog owners said their dog helps them get through the holidays without going nuts.
Your pants make you look thinner than normal. It's another one you don't want to throw out there. Those pants are slimming. They have a slimming effect on your normally bulbous light bulb shaped body.
Is that better than, gee, you really squoze into those pants?
Right. Oh, no, that's just insulting. Squoze.
Squoze a word?
Don't ever say the word squoze in a compliment. Unless you're in a trailer park.
40% have taken their dog for a walk to get away from family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, any excuse. Well, that Jewish guy's dropping his phone. I bet she's got six dogs. He's walking around the block like crazy.
Oh, lost another dog.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I got to walk all the dogs. Sorry, kids. I got to put my phone down and walk the dogs and get the away from you.
This recent study has proven that dogs are smarter than cats. Most of the time, the dogs in cartoons tend to be the morons.
Right.
And the cats are the little evil geniuses.
Right.
But scientists have figured out a way to count how many neurons different animals have in their cerebral cortex, part of the brain associated with complex thoughts.
Right.
Dogs have twice as many as cats. A lot of big-brained animals don't necessarily mean they have a big neuron bank.
Big wasted
For example, a brain of a bear is 10 times bigger than a cat's brain, but they have the same number of neurons, which is 250.
Right.
So a dog has 500 neurons.
Right.
Humans, 16 billion.
That's pretty good.
So basically, John, you have how many dogs?
I have six dogs.
Six dogs. You have six special need dogs.
What? I know.
Your cerebral cortex.
Brady, I never ever thought that they would match me. So I knew that going in, that this was going to be, as far as special needs goes, that they were going to be different than just a human.
Like, you mean they're not self-sufficient?
Yeah, at a certain point, I'm like, why don't you deadbeats get jobs? That's on me if I think that that's the problem. I knew they would never get into the workforce and start earning their keep.
Skippy John Jones is a little special needs, isn't he?
No, he's good.
Is he?
Yeah, he's all right.
Self-sustaining, you prick. I can figure it out.
And he doesn't like that you said that about him.
I have three thoughts.
That's true.
I have wake up, eat, lick balls, poop on Eric.
Lick where that my balls
I need
used
to do.
To be.
That is it. Lick where the balls were because of dickhead Eric.
Phantom.
Which in turn is why I poop on him.
He has a good life.
He's fine. I can handle it. I'm not special needs like Holmberg's dogs.
James, the other dog.
Hey, he's got all his legs.
Look, I got all my limbs. Things could be worse. I look just like a famous dog. I get a lot of poon off of that.
No special diets.
Baby, I can't get you pregnant.
And that's your doggy news.
The gnome took my nuts off when he first bought me. He stole me from my street life as a pimp.
It chilled you out. You were much
chilled me out, yes. It destroyed my will to live. I can't put puppies inside the bitch. Anyway. Yes, special needs.
Yeah, I kind of knew that when I got the dog. It was never going to really surpass my expectations of most. Well, someday it'll be smarter than any human. I knew that they were. But the good thing about them is because they can't get in much trouble, you can put them in a room and leave for a couple hours. Nobody's going to cry about it. Be great if you could just leave your kids in the backyard. We'll be back about 12.
What do you want us to do?
I don't know.
What if we have to go to the bathroom?
Grass. The dogs do it.
I left Skippy alone for a whole weekend.
All by himself? Just poured a bunch of... He free feeds, so he's
huge,
fine, right?
Huge giant bowl.
Yeah.
Fill it. Huge giant thing of water.
So he loaded up on that the first day and starved.
If he's responsible...
People check in on him.
Yeah, but if he's responsible for food... You can do that with one dog.
Oh, we've done that with our dogs, too. We just have Lisa's cousin check on
them. Some dogs will eat the entire pile until their stomachs explode. You got to be careful of that.
Coco, your dog whatever do that. The board, but Kiva does her own.
Eats what they want, leaves some for later. Yeah, if they're responsible and they ration out their food properly, you get somebody to come in and fill the water, they'd be fine.
Now they have the time release deals, too.
Sure.
Colin Banks...
Jimmy Taylor has come up with a new way to spell and say ageism. And he's, the definition is when someone looks good for their age and you'd still have sex with them. Ageism. If the emphasis is more on the, less on the age.
Second syllable.
Yeah. Ageism. You look really good for your age. That's tough to hear as a woman.
Colin Banks lives in Scotland. And the other day he went to go get some cash at an ATM. and there was a 50-pound note hanging out of it. So he turned it back into the bank.
Idiot.
Later that afternoon, he goes to the horse track.
Oops.
Places a $2 bet. Won $68,000.
So?
Karma came back around, John.
Jesus tested
and him. So he celebrated by buying, according to the news, they say, a secondhand Ford Focus. He spent $10,000 on a Ford Focus. There he is, posing in front of it.
And that's all because Jesus tested him and then let him win a horse race.
Yes. Test him. Now go gamble.
Now go gamble with the money. Take your $2. Gamble with it because good things are in your future. Or he thought to himself, my lucky day. I found £50 in the ATM. I gave it back. So I've got something coming to me karmically. If that horse loses, I'm eating it.
I've got some pee-pee poo-poo news.
Oh, God. All right. You're loaded up with all the rare ones.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your pee-pee poo-poo news.
Good Lord.
In Royal Oak, Michigan, Anthony Seve went to go pay a parking ticket.
Yep.
Decided to walk into the courthouse and pay it in pennies. They didn't accept it.
What?
Like, you can't pay it in 10,000.
Some people pennies. Do. You're not. It's not always legal to do that.
The $10 parking ticket, yeah. And they turn him away. He gets irate. Next thing you know, he's getting choked out by the police because he's putting up a fight, and he pooped himself.
Ooh.
It's all on video.
You're get another fight.
It's all on video?
Yeah, they kind
pooping
of,
himself?
Showing him down. You can't see
the actual dumping.
The rooster tailing or anything like that, but you see him go down in the room, and then all of a sudden, you go, oh, jeez.
That sucks. They should have to accept it.
Right, but when
it's all I got. I got caught. I screwed up. Ooh, I'm going to get you.
Right.
Save your penny.
Well, when they realize that you're just being a dick over $10,
yeah,
and there's like
on.
A bank across the street that'll take your pennies and make $10.
They can walk over there.
No, they shouldn't have to. It's your ass. Plus, he was probably being real indignant about it. So I'll pay you in pennies. And it's like, all right, you know what? No, you're not going to do that. We're not going to accept your stupid pennies.
Why?
It's just laid
legal
out.
Tender.
Yeah.
I'm this with is them. A pee-pee poo-poo. Radio video.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
No. It's that special moment in your relationship. It's the first time you've passed gas in front of your girlfriend. This guy decided to film it. He's like, we've been going out for a while.
He's going to fart on his girlfriend, turn her into his sister.
Yeah, he's
and
in
then
the room.
The
so
last of the blood
he just out. Wants to see her face.
Right. Let's take a look. Let's see.
Wow. We're just farting in front of each other now.
There goes the blowjobs. I farted blowjobs. You taught me how the factory works.
That's perfect. She was on the phone, so she's starting to text other dudes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You're in.
It's over. You were right. He's a pig.
Yep.
Speaking of relationships.
And then he made it a viral video, which is really going to class up their relationship.
Right. Hey, your girlfriend's hot, man.
Yeah, dude.
I won't fart
in front of you, baby.
Yeah. I like the Aaron Rodgers guy.
Mason Valance lives in Tennessee, and it's another relationship, but he wanted to share a photo of his new girlfriend to his mom. Sends a picture of his girlfriend to his mom, for some reason with a shirt, but didn't realize the bondage
what?
Ropes on the bed were all still
right.
in the background.
She doesn't know what that is.
No.
I bet she does.
I think that one you can put together pretty.
Girlfriend's adorable. And plus, he's taking a picture of her in his bed.
I know.
So what's the difference?
That's a little weird.
Yeah, here's my new girlfriend,
He quickly
mom.
Took that one back and here she is.
Is she doing sexy photos?
She's cute as a button and she's laying in his bed. Mm-hmm. So he's basically saying, here's my new girlfriend and yes, we bone. Mm-hmm. What you
and
don't know
reason,
is we're also a little perverted. Big deal.
He likes to hang his phone up with a
nope.
rope.
No, he likes to hang women on his bed
no?
and slam them into submission and then take photos of them for his mother.
Just trying to help him with some excuses.
That's how they sleep in Tennessee.
Nope.
You put your coke in there and then
you lynch it up. Or you tie it around your girlfriend's neck and you give it a yank right before she's about to finish. Oh, it's spectacular, Mom.
We'll be out for Christmas.
Radio video.
Wow, yeah, that's a...
Yeah.
That's a hard one to get
you
away
You just
with.
Don't take pictures of your girlfriend in bed and send it to mom as the introduction, no matter if there's a noose hanging behind it or not. Bondage straps. Gold.
Why is she showing off a shirt with like a...
Yeah, waterworks.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Is he a plumber or
Maybe
something?
Maybe that's his robe and he threw it on her.
Mario?
Somewhere. Yeah. Maybe that's her nickname in bed. Waterworks. She's a squirter.
He wanted a
code.
Let mom know about all.
You met her on that website, waterworks.com.
I'm wet.
Wow, thanks, Brady.
Recreation by Brady Bogan.
I didn't like that at all.
But it has a faucet on the shirt.
I know. I still like hearing you say it.
So the
you like him saying I'm wet.
That's weird.
I don't like that at all. Brady could be standing in the rain and say that. I'd be like, yuck.
Sean.
No. I know how much
for
you
the
hate
radio
it, too.
Video.
You mean, so.
You're really wet for your age.
Yeah. You look good for a wet man your age.
Well, I squozed into these pants.
Yeah. You did.
Did you
Said
ever?
Every pair yeah. of pants yeah. ever.
Ever, too. That's Brady's title. Wrong size. Sir, I believe your pants just spoke.
What do you mean? These are loose. Pants.
These are fitting just fine there.
Wrong size.
Did you say that?
I believe the denim said that. Wrong size pants. Put me back.
In the dryer too long again?
Brady shops at Not Lucky for pants.
So these two French wingsuit flyers. Walk into a bar. This is the final radio video of the day.
These guys are target hitting?
They
targets?
Fly into a plane.
Oh, this is different.
And basically, they're gliding through the air and they go through the, you know, it's a...
They shoot themselves into a plane?
Yeah, they open the door of the plane and these guys fly into it.
Well, they do that on the movies all the time.
So, they jump off.
Well, that guy missed. And now the plane's got to chase him around.
Now he's tumbling.
Oh, my God.
The first guy goes through in the minute 46 mark.
Okay.
4,000 meters up. At what mark?
Put it at 140.
So the plane has to catch them, kind of.
Yeah,
they just
they
intersect.
Jump here,
okay.
And then go to a minute 40.
And then the plane has to hit. Wow. I feel like the pilots of the plane are doing a more dangerous thing, flying around that mountain.
So the first plane, it has to drop down on an angle.
It's like almost on the ground. And then they shoot right inside the plane.
Yeah,
the
one guy goes, and then the second guy is amazing. Just still have enough time.
Well, there's a new idea for you, ISIS.
Whoa!
Whoa! Okay, we've got one ready for the second one.
And the other guy doesn't
play. That happened in every James Bond movie ever.
Yeah, Bond could float into stuff. Now it's a reality. What are they, Machu Picchu? Where are they?
No, that's got to be
good-looking stuff.
Switzerland. Oh. Or in the
that doesn't look like a country.
That's nice.
We at ISIS have all new ideas. We will certainly take over.
Watch these.
Yeah. If only you were bombs.
It took a few tries.
All right. If we strap a bomb to his back, we will be blowing up all sorts of small aircraft over town.
You think God just shakes his head up there like, really? That's...
Yeah, this is what you've chosen
really,
to do.
Really? You're tempting me? Really?
With the vessel I give. Real
well,
adrenaline.
Well, you don't care, why do I?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So they've set the bar. Now let's try to get three guys doing it. Now five jumping in the plane.
And then a jet. See if we can get past those cumbersome engines and get into a door. On a jet. That's just silly. When is that ever going to apply to you? That's like algebra. When are you ever going to need that skill? Find yourself floating. Oh, my God. If only a plane went by, I could shoot myself right into it. Anyway, there you go. That is your Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Well done. Brady has reported it.
Station identification. Arizona's most powerful
rock radio station. Feel like you got enough to do already? I do. That's why I use Ship Same Day Delivery to keep up with my busy life. They know the snacks I like down to the extra creamy in my peanut butter. I can get deliveries at home, on set, or even when I'm away on vacay. And my personal shopper, Amber, she's got my back. As in, she asked them to check the back if it's not on the shelf. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at ship.com/hi.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.